Welcome, this is My Time Reality Check, and I'm your host, Hope Oriri. On the program today, we'll be having discussions with Comrade Adewale Adeyanju. He's the President General of the Maritime Workers Union of Nigeria. Comrade Adeyanju will be speaking with us on a number of issues as they pertain to the welfare of the workers.
So I'd just like you to talk to us about how well negotiations that you've been doing have been able to strengthen and sustain the issue of welfare of the maritime workers, particularly your members.
Well, I want to thank you for having been on your program. I think the maritime workers of Nigeria today are so transformed, unlike it was before, when the dock workers, the seafarers, the shipping, and that of MPA, those are what we call collective bargaining agreements. But under our watch, I think what we met on ground when I took over was to improve upon what we met, the issue of CBA, to be a paramount in the mind of leaders. So we started with the dock workers, where we have NGIC. From NGIC, I think they have what we call collective bargaining agreement now between the terminal operators and the Nigeria Port Authority, the NIMASA being witnessed by other stakeholders in the NGIC. So, welfare should be the best thing that you need to think of to promote and to improve the condition of your members. I think that is what we have done in the past. If you are seeing that the port, the way it is today, is very, very calm, it has to do with the do's and don'ts coming from the Maritime Workers of Nigeria and its ESCO. We now have four branches: the dock workers, the Nigeria Port Authority, the seafarers, and that of shipping. But we still have a little challenge from shipping when we find out that their take-home is nothing to write them about. Somebody will put in 30 to 35 years in service. If the person is leaving tomorrow, it's like a death sentence to the person. So I think we are trying to see how we can come in to improve on that. That's from the shipping. But the dock workers, there is 2 years. Their CBA is every 2 years, which I think just help us, just improve the welfare of the dock workers across the board. So the shipping too, like I said, we have issues, but very soon we're going to get to the root of the whole matter. While some of the shipping companies are still riding at the back of COVID, that is no longer with us in this country. So they are using that one as an excuse for them to do whatever they like, just to not to what, improve the welfare of the workers under them. That is the shipping company. So the dock workers, I think we are still doing something.
How would you describe the workplace of your members? How good is it, if you want to rate it?
Well, I can say when they concern the port, the fear of unknown, I think that is what all of us as leaders have in the mind, that this port that they are about giving to the private end, are they going to improve the welfare of the workers? Is the environment going to be improved? We all look at that, but when you look around the environment within the port now, some of the terminal operators have done well. Go to APMT, go to Joseph Dan, that we condemned in the past, that is one of the worst terminals before, but now go there, it's very clean, very neat. The environment is conducive for terminal operations. Go to Port and Cargo, go to PTMA. The environment are good, and I think the workers too, environment that is good for the workers, they will perform excellently, and the throughput or input we are talking about will be increased from the terminal operations. So the environment is, I can rate it maybe 70 to 80%, where some terminals are here to bring in the standard required by international organizations, because any environment that is not conducive for you to work, there will be sickness now, and the workout, the attitude towards the job is not going to be encouraging. So we want to use this media to talk to all the terminal operators that still believe, that is lacking behind in terms of this improving on the environment of their terminals.
So now we see that all over the world, people are improving in the ports, in the sector. What's your idea of the future of workplace for dock workers and the maritime workers in general? And then with that idea that you have in mind, what could be the possible fears or concerns that you may want to express?
Well, I think to me, the regulating agent who happened to be in charge of the dock workers and that of the seafarers, NIMASA, has a long way to go in terms of improving the standard of the workers. If you have given job to private hands, you still need to do more supervisory role as the owner of the port or as the owner of the agency. So the training of the dockers has been lacking behind. I just came back from Mozambique. I entered their port. Their port was considered as well, but they have a standard. Clean environment, clean everything that you can think of, where they train their dock workers within the port. They train their seafarers within the port. And they have a very good simulator that if you go around the port today, none of the terminal operators have what we call simulators to train their workers. How many of the terminal operators, how many of the stevedores have engaged their workers to be trained, both locally and abroad? Because they gave everything, all the responsibility, they transferred it to NIMASA to do. But now, NIMASA is just a government regulating agent. If you are the one that the end users, you are the one using these workers, you are the one that is making hell of money. So they needed required training that we made them to compare with their colleagues in other countries. So the maritime workers of Nigeria, that I'm still their supervisor now, I think we want to look into all those African countries, borrow the ideas and sell it to the terminal operators by way of putting it in jingle. Because a terminal that doesn't have a training capacity, why are you giving them the job? A terminal that does not empower their workers, why are you renewing their license? A terminal that does not have the love of the workers in his heart, why are you giving them job? So most of all those need center on NIMASA, who is regulating them? They are the one registering them as the stevedoring contractors. You register them, but you need to sit down with the union. Ask for RERA. Are these terminal, are they good to the workers? They are not doing that because we are not politicians, because they gave the job to all the some of them that are politicians. Our own is to defend the welfare of our members. But when it's coming, becoming an obvious that our members are not well taken care of, that is why you see us making noise. Example is what happened in APMT recently. You see what the attitude of management of APMT that have no regard for the employers in their terminals. They remain stagnated on how they put it. What's supposed to be given to them? You are not giving to them on time, and you are using them as a slave in their country. And that's what made the union to shut down the terminal. And I think we have done well on that. So we are still going to improve on what you have gotten.